This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
We are back. After an interesting week last week.
Yes, definitely. We are back with, it seems like a fan favorite, Armand. Everybody loves Armand.
The redoubtable Armenian.
They like him more than us.
I think so, too. For y'all don't know, Armand is Armenian. He's single.
Is he?
He enjoys long walks on the beach, and he just so happens to have a Tinder profile. So
he's not afraid to wax it, ladies and gentlemen.
Swipe him right, baby. Swipe him right.
At 453 conquests and counting. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
You mentioned it on Ocho Man today.
Well, we mentioned this many, many moons ago.
Your numbers?
I'm at 453.
Nice.
Real nice.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Yes.
Got that out there.
Are we not mentioning we're going to be in Chicago this week or no?
Oh, we just did. So we'll be up in Chicago this week. I guess if anybody wants to come out, we'll be at the ICE conference.
The Hilton.
Is that at the Hilton?
Wow.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. It's in Schaumburg, Illinois, so we won't really be in Chicago.
Yeah, so. But we'll be there. So if anybody's in the area,
talking to some educators about esports. So that's...
by the time this goes up for download, we'll already be there.
That's true. Interesting. Yeah. Not so interesting.
Oh, all right. Well, not so interesting. F you. All right. So what's next on the agenda is the voicemails, and we are loving the voicemail thing. So everybody that's participating in the voicemails, keep them fucking coming. It's great, and thank you, because we fucking love them.
So I guess hit it, huh?
Yeah, hit it. First one, the newest one. The oldest one? Oldest to newest, yes.
So this one I think is from last week, but I liked it.
That one is good.
I'm sorry, Lord.
All right, anyway. It was a short one.
All right,
next one's from James Farmworth. I'll let the voicemail do the talking.
Yo, Easy E, Mount Everett.
That's me, man.
What's up, dude?
James from Australia.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, I know. You might be asking yourself, why don't I sound like a fucking cunt?
I wasn't even thinking that, bro.
From here, but that's a whole different story for a whole different time.
Oh, okay.
I thought you guys killed it on the religion episode.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would have liked to hear more about the extreme ideologies of different religions.
Fuck you and me both,
but,
bro.
You know, next time, I suppose.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the sports conspiracy one just yet. I'll probably listen to that tomorrow.
It was good.
That should be good.
Not
a little
best.
Light on the sports.
Yeah, and just wanted to comment about the Facebook page you guys got, man.
What's up?
You and your boys killed me on the flat earth subject, man. I'm not going to talk about it no more.
No, you can talk about it. Debate it all you want.
That's funny.
So that's all.
I guess he's talking about all the memes on there.
I got a story.
We love you.
Idea or a show idea for some show in the future.
Let's hear it.
About the serpent bloodline, the Nephilim, and all that, like dating back like to the
dude. My shirt says the queen is a lizard right now, bro. I promise you. It's crazy.
I'm gonna wind it back because I can hear what he said.
All that, like dating back like to the Nephilim. And all that, like dating back, like to the Titans and the Greek gods.
Titans for sure.
And so on and so forth. But, anyways,
he's talking about giants. One of your favorite subjects, and you're over there.
Do your thing, and we'll holler at you next time.
We will do our thing.
All right.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James, for the voicemail. We appreciate it.
I think we got a couple more coming from him.
What do you call that? What was that called?
Nephilim.
Oh,
the Nephilim giants. That's what they called them in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. We did a show about it. Find it somewhere. It's about giants.
She gave us. Yeah, she downloaded it, Armand. Listen to it. It's a good one.
Yeah. We should do another
one. We mentioned Titans and all that. That's
yeah,
in the Bible?
Yeah, that's part of
that's
it.
Greek?
No, not the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans are Greek.
Titans are not in the Bible. Nephilim right. are. What's his name? The Goliath?
Yeah.
Nephilim.
Oh, David and Goliath?
What was with that? Did you have a bow and arrow there? Were you doing bow and arrow?
No, it was a slingshot, but it was a...
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
That was a slingshot. Is what
how about Cthulhu?
Ooh, the cult of Cthulhu. Fucker. Yeah. Anyways, next voicemail.
Next voicemail is from, it's titled The Smoking Bandit.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
See what this is.
What do we got?
Seems about right.
Like this guy.
Hey guys, it's your boy RC, and just really enjoying the show. Take it
sounds
easy.
Sounds like it.
Right on, buddy.
We will take it easy. You take it easy too, buddy.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
This one's from titled. It's from Scott.
Scott, huh?
On my way to Walmart to build some shelves. Go Team Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
No, 184, baby.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it.
184.
It's got to be Shane.
Yeah.
You guys
it's
have some good fans, I got to admit.
That was a complete troll. And
that was 100% troll. That had to have been Shane.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Okay.
We'll explain it later. We'll explain that one later, Armand. Good
luck. Okay.
Ask on the boards later. I'm sure somebody will fill you in on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no shit.
A nice voice.
Here we go. And this one's from Dustin.
Eric, Everett, what's up, guys?
Hey.
This is Dustin from The Final Boys.
What's The Final Boys?
And I want to give you guys kudos because...
I'm going to find out right now what The Final Boys is.
What is The Final Boys?
I'm relatively sure it's a podcast, but I'm going to find out right now. Hang with me here.
Hang with me. I'm hanging.
Yeah, The Final Boys. It's on Twitter at The Final Boys. It says here that, sorry for this little interlude, a podcast that celebrates all things in horror and cinema and pop culture, hosted by Matt and Dustin. And
nice.
Dustin's the guys that leave us. That
was interesting.
Nice, nice.
So there's an intro to that. Anyway, back to Dustin.
Okay, thanks, Dustin. Right on. How you doing?
Casting is not an easy task.
No, it's not.
You
it's not
guys
super
are
hard,
killing
but...
it. And I want to shoot on the Pizzagate episode haters.
Oh, no.
That was my... introduction to Serial Talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The best episode yet.
Hmm.
Wow.
You guys had so much fun banter. You had the conspiracy on one end and the logical on the other end.
Cool.
Good job, boys.
I hate to pause it right in the middle, but I wanted to comment. It could be the first time I've heard a real good... positive. First time listener, didn't leave immediately.
Didn't leave immediately, right. No shit. Usually when that's their first episode, they're the fuck up.
Well, usually it's the one-star review.
That's a notorious episode,
too. If you look at our iTunes reviews, there's like 7 or 8 one-star reviews. I just listened to that piece of shit podcast or episode,
Pizzagate.
That piece of shit ever needs to get his head out of his ass. And sounds like to me he's a little bit of a pedophile himself.
Brandon Koala in the chat says Pizzagate was his intro, too.
Oh, wow. Son of a bitch.
Best episode of the whole lot. Right.
I was having...
All right, back to Brandon. Is this Brandon?
Dustin. This is Dustin.
Oh, Dustin. Yeah, back to Dustin. Sorry.
Brandon liked it.
Eric.
Yes.
Stop responding back to this voicemail, man.
What? Why?
It's just a voicemail. It's annoying everybody.
Is it?
Anyway, guys, awesome job. Love the podcast.
Thank you.
Bring back the Three Horsemen.
Ooh.
Viva Surreal Talk, too sweet, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day, Dustin.
So that was me, T.O., and Corey's old podcast we did about wrestling.
Oh.
We loved it. We had a good time doing it, except wrestling these days is so hard to get into, in our opinion. We just can't get into the product. And we went through most of the cool older wrestling stuff, and besides that, the fact that Tim and I's knowledge of older wrestling was way limited compared to Corey's. One of these days, we might come out and do an episode or something, but anyway. Back onto the voicemails. This is a good anonymous
one. Hang on. Did he say that guy doesn't want me to talk over the voicemails anymore?
Respond to them.
Why shouldn't I respond to them?
Because he thinks it's annoying because you're talking to him.
I feel like it makes it conversational between me and the person that's leaving the voicemail.
He thinks it's fake. I'm talking for him here, but Dustin thinks it's fake.
If I could get
Dustin's
a poll,
another podcaster, he would know.
Somebody put a poll up in the group that says, should Eric quit talking over the voicemails, and we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, lock those answers down to yes or no, please. Otherwise, we're gonna get stuff
please,
I eat paint chips.
Yes or no, or where'd the white dog poop go?
Yeah, that's what it was. The white dog poop. That always ends up being the right end.
Responding to voices that aren't there is rather infantile.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm thinking of psychological workup here.
All right, we got three more. Let's get through these. This is anonymous.
Oh,
not the hacker group.
Anon.
Yeah, I just listened to your latest podcast about sports conspiracies.
Oh, what'd you think?
The beginning of it, you guys had to talk about gun control.
Oh, yeah. Now, sorry.
Eric had it spot on as far as the Second Amendment.
And thank
whoever
you.
That clown was that said that the Second Amendment referred to slavery is absolutely out of this world crazy.
That clown was Corey.
I can't believe that somebody would have said filth in this world.
I mean, I guess he had his evidence.
Untrue.
I don't know.
It clearly says
I don't know that evidence,
the Second
but...
Amendment. A militia is necessary to secure a free state, and that's why our right to keep and bear arms should not be infringed. Nothing about slavery. That is absolute positively fake news bullshit.
Hell yeah.
I can't believe you guys would even allow that on your show.
Well, no. I mean, it's not.
Was that Corey's contention?
Yeah, Corey said the Second Amendment was about slavery to keep your slaves.
Here's my thought. I find this kind of ironic that Corey, more or less now, is doing one of those, what conspiracy theorists generally do, the read between the lines and tell you what it really means, man. That shit is really about slavery, man.
Right.
And then all of the, you know, conspiracy heads are like, this son of a bitch is full of shit. It's right there in black and white. It says it's about the militia. It can't get any clearer. It's about the militia. I just find it funny, this juxtaposition.
Yes. Well, it's a testimonial to the dichotomy and ambivalence of this show.
Yes, sir.
Which is why it is well-loved.
All right. Two more. Here's another one from James from Sydney, the guy who is from Sydney but not Australian. I took that away from the first mail.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Let's hear it.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Easy. Everett.
Yeah, buddy.
James from Australia.
James, I'm going to do what Eric says.
Sorry to spam your inbox.
No, big deal. Dude, this is my thing, by the way.
What's that?
That's my thing, by the way.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate it if you wouldn't talk over the
And we're back.
Yeah, don't interrupt while Eric's interrupting.
Eat it. All right, carrying on. Oh, I just restarted it.
Did you guys dig up this character, Corey? Not only is he a raging, civil rights hating liberal.
What?
He is liberal.
No shit.
Oh, yeah.
Civil rights hating? I didn't get that from Corey at all, though. I think he's like way on the side of civil rights. Like, that's what I've always
got
from
him. Can you quit interrupting the man?
Sorry, that's my bad.
What an ironic statement.
Yeah, my bad.
I mean, I get it.
What?
You two, you're not sports fans. That's all good that you don't really know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But everything that came out of his cock holster was either ill-informed or total bullshit.
Nice.
So, fair enough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say, man. Just wow. Fucking wow.
Okay, well, what do you apologize for, buddy?
I don't even apologize for it. Corey said what he said. You don't apologize for another man.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell the guy fuck off.
Me either. I might try to throw him in a sleeper hole next time I see him, but it's unrelated.
When you guys told me you're doing sports conspiracies,
yeah, we're not
I thought
big sports
that would
guys,
be one of the least controversial shows of all time.
What had happened between us telling you we were going to do that and us doing it is a big-ass school shooting.
Yeah, that's what happened in between planning to do the sports conspiracies and then the actual show.
And then we broke with normal rules of talking about something so
soon
afterwards.
Yeah, we broke protocol. We normally don't do that either. So.
Well, it was timely.
Anyway, let the guy have his voice.
There's one. That's it. His was over.
I think he made his point.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And there was one more from another Anon, and here we go.
Hey, guys. It's your favorite wannabe troll here, Drunk Crayon.
What's up, Drunk?
A.K.A. Trollmas Prime. Getting a little sauced on a Friday night.
Nice.
I just want to say that I appreciate everything
you guys
have
done. This was last night, 13 hours ago.
And
what do you mean by everything we've done?
Keep up the great work. I don't
Everything from all of our charitable contributions to our philanthropy work. Oh, yeah, we didn't do any of that. Okay, carry on.
Philanthropy? You guys?
Nah.
I don't know what you guys were planning for this weekend, but I want.
We were planning to talk about the culture of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Yeah, we got that.
I want to know why you keep avoiding the whole idea that there is some truly black ops group. Operating like the Lake City Quiet Pills.
Lake City Quiet Pills.
Anyway.
I don't even know what Lake City Quiet Pills are.
But see, there he goes again denying it. And you're not going to talk about it? You're sitting here denying that it exists? This is exactly what he's saying.
Hey, bro.
We're going to research
Krantz,
it.
I'm going to look into it.
Correct. That's what
100.
We do on this show.
100% I'm going to look
he
into
it. He was completely right about you.
Lake City. I need a pen.
I appreciate you wasting your time on,
time
you know,
wasted,
chemtrails and all that good shit.
That
go Team Eric.
Yeah.
Fuck Team Everett. I still love you, Everett, but
that's what I'm talking about, buddy.
Team Everett anyways.
Yeah, fuck Team Everett.
That's my boy.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to your next podcast. Anyways, have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Those sign-offs are hard.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
You know, I see a trend here, though. I think the more weight that Everett loses, the better it is for your team.
What's that mean?
Well, I just think there's more sympathy for, you know, rotund man. You know, and I think now he's
standing
in shape.
Everett got more love when he was husky.
Right? Isn't that the way, you know?
That could be it. Who knows?
Right,
there's any number of reasons people, yeah.
That's literature.
Without
the
fat, I am unlovable.
Chris Farley. You're not that lovable anymore.
Chris Farley was a beautiful human being.
We love Chris
I went from
Farley.
Chris Farley to chunky David Spade. Nobody loves David
nobody
Spade.
No, especially the chunky version of David Spade. He was funny when he was skinny and like asshole-ish, but when he's chunky, he's just
not. The audience agrees with that.
Just sad and normal.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move it, man. Let's do the meat.
All right, let's.
We've passed the potatoes.
Those are some pretty good.
So, why the fuck? Oh no, wait. We got to shout out UG Shit, bro. UG Shit.
Okay, so yeah, go ahead.
UG Shit on YouTube. UG, if you watch the YouTube and you read the comments, UG Shit links to exactly the point where we start the podcast. So if you're not interested in our 7 to 10 minutes of bullshit before, where we're getting everything coordinated and we're just bullshitting. This man is doing the Lord's work here. He is linking in the comment, the first comment, of exactly where the podcast starts as soon as
Let me go
plays.
On the opposite side of that. If you are interested in some shit that happens before the show, if you're listening on just the podcast right now, there's many more minutes of content before and after the show that we put on YouTube that you can check out.
There's 20 more minutes of other
catch
than
us live. Catch,
what you download on the...
Or catch us after the fact on YouTube. So
that's right. That's right.
Anyway, that's that. Thanks again, UG Shit, though.
Yeah, appreciate
Saves
it.
Saves me from having to do it. I used to do it. Then he started doing it after I stopped doing it. So what was that? Where's Eric going?
Nowhere. I'm getting a pen. Keep talking.
Oh, you're getting a pen.
Well, he wants to research that comment.
Oh, just go back and listen. Anyway, this week we're talking about the culture of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. So what that means is we wanted to talk about the prevalence in society today of people who are into cults and conspiracies and the paranormal, supernatural shit, cryptids, the type of stuff we like to talk about and have shows about. We wanted to discuss why it's so prevalent these days. I'd love Eric's chiming in over here, but
now, you think it's proliferating? I mean,
well, think about it before the, say, the information age, for instance.
Right.
The biggest thing at that time was Kennedy's assassination, you'd have to say, or Hoffa. I didn't even think of Hoffa before.
Well, I mean, before that, you even had the Red Scare and, you know, communism in the 30s, too, even. Nazism.
Well,
yeah, they were all conspiracies.
There's a conspiracy that about the Titanic, which was well before the internet age, but I didn't know anything about it until I looked at it on the internet, so.
Let me ask you about that. So do you think a lot of people, your standard people, knew about that or even cared? And say that, you know, that from the 20s on to that roughly the 80s about the Titanic conspiracy?
99.99% of people, had no idea even who the people on there were or what their roles were. I mean, no, I don't think that conspiracy became prevalent until somebody actually looked into it later on. Do you think people were talking about...
No.
About the USS Britannica being a switch ship for the Titanic, and actually it was an insurance scam job.
I'm sure somebody did.
Or the Federal Reserve being created.
That story made it to today.
Well, how about the Lincoln assassination? You know, I mean, there were no conspiracy theories about that.
There's plenty of conspiracy theories about Lincoln,
such as
at that time.
Yeah. Well, good point. At that time, it's a good point. I don't know. I'm sure there were.
I think they evolved later.
At that time, right. That's what I'm saying.
Are you saying that they evolved later, that they're bullshit just by nature?
I think the Kennedy conspiracy was because it was on national TV. People could see, you know, well, it's the information, as you say. I think that makes things, obviously, they travel at literally the speed of light now.
Pretty much.
But so, like, why are there so many? So there's so many fucking different conspiracy theories out there right now. There's some that people love, some that people hate, some that are just plain freaking stupid. I mean, you've got the conspiracy theory about Coca-Cola, you know, putting out the new and improved
new Coke
taste
being
and
horrible.
It's being horrible so they could reintroduce old
Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean from 85?
Yeah.
Wow,
so,
that's an old one.
That's and then there's like Michelle Obama's penis, the Super Bowl being
rigged. Michelle Obama penis one, you're a proliferator of.
No.
Privately.
It's funny. I proliferate it because it's a funny joke, but do I honestly believe that she's a man?
Do you honestly believe it?
You talk about Michael Obama?
Michael,
that was a joke. But there's even a conspiracy about Mattress Firm being like a money laundering like scam. Like the whole.
How's that?
You'd have to look into it, but it's out there. It's a definite thing. I'm not here to explain that. I'm just here to try to show that there's just a conspiracy.
There's a wide range of conspiracies.
You know what I mean? Paul McCartney's dead. Elvis is alive.
That's a good point. Those are some older ones too that. You don't really think about so much as a conspiracy, but that's exactly what it is, to keep Elvis dead and under wraps. You
yeah,
know what I mean? That's... Anybody who died and they thought, Jim Morrison, for instance, whenever you see all these sightings.
So why do you guys think that people will follow certain conspiracy theories? What do you think makes people follow conspiracy theories?
This may get me kicked off the show, but I think
it's,
except for the listeners of this show who are intelligent people, thoughtful, I think it's the dumbing down of this country. Well, yes, I'm not above that.
You think it's a dumbing down?
I really think so.
Does it?
Well, what do they teach in school? I mean, let's just say, you know, my bete noir.
No shit, right?
The global warming, yeah. That whole myth, okay? What do people really know about science these days? They don't know the scientific method. They don't know,
school's
basic
not
chemistry,
something smart
physics.
People do.
Apparently not.
Yeah,
that's a Rick Sanchez quote.
So it's easy. That's great.
I was on our religion episode a few weeks back. I said the same thing nearly about science, is that so many people believe in science almost as a religion because you're not going to take the time to do these tests.
To learn the
method, to do the test.
You trust the scientific
Exactly. It's easier to say there's a consensus, so it has to be true.
Exactly. You trust the scientific community.
But that's the same thing if you ask me about the consensus of what's real in the Bible. You know what I mean? It's written by a bunch of guys you've never met. A long time ago, or even recently, but you'll never meet them, and you're just taking their word for what's written in a book or written on a page or in a video. And it keeps getting, these days, it's a lot further than that. It goes beyond what you read in a book to whatever strange video you might see on YouTube or that link you see on Facebook.
That's very fair. So there's something about like particular...
Well, we never answered your question, though. Why are people more susceptible these days or more into conspiracies?
Yeah, I mean, what draws a person to a conspiracy?
Is it paranoia, you think?
I don't know. I'll tell you. That could be it, too. But I'll tell you, fuck, man, a lot of them are interesting. And a lot of them are like something that you want to be out in front of.
So is it almost like a love for history and trying to get the truth about it?
Yeah, yes, definitely. And then maybe feeling like you know more than someone else on a particular subject, which that doesn't even have to be conspiracy related.
Going right along with this, I had a point I wrote down. When history is written by the victor, and it's not always, sometimes there's straight historians to do it, but when history is written by the victor, as the saying says, how can you trust it? How can you trust the biased accounting of something that happened a long time ago? Can you trust what the Roman history books say about, you know?
History's written by the winners, man.
That's what I just said. How can you trust it if it's written by the victor?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Pay attention, motherfucker.
Oh, is that right?
Reading the chat again?
He's busy responding.
Stop talking, Eric. Chat. You're taking him away.
Yeah, but Red W. Black says no.
What's he say? Science atheism is one world religion of the new order. Of the new world order. Yeah, I mean, pretty much could be.
Could be.
Is it the general zeitgeist, though? Is it an over-medicated, under-educated populace?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Does that have something to do with it?
Yeah, have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
With easy access to it.
Have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
Has that got the guy from Old School in it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but no, I haven't seen it.
No. So basically, it's kind of like Futurama. This guy falls asleep or whatever and gets transported to the future, 500 years in the future. By this time, technology had been advanced to the position where people didn't need to know how to do anything for so long. And they had become absolutely stupid.
Retarded.
The entirety of the world was dumb. And he was now the smartest man in the world. They didn't know how to even grow crops. They were having a global famine because the soda company, the beverage company, had bought all the rights to water in the world because they had thought that water was a threat to their beverage industry. So they bought the FCC, they bought a couple other places so they didn't have to let water out. And nobody even thought that water should be going on plants. That's what I'm talking about. It's the same type of dumbing down that'll happen whenever you let this kind of stuff run wild.
That's insane. I've never seen that. I have to watch that movie.
But at the same time, like I was saying with the science of religion, you can't just take what people say as the accepted answer to some of these stories. You know, like Kennedy, for the longest time, they would chide you and make fun of you as a conspiracy theorist for believing that there was more than just Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone.
Oh, there's a shooter on the grassy knoll.
But how many people these days
You know, that's what people would say.
How many people these days do you think believe that was all that happened?
There's been polls. It's like an overwhelming majority.
Ask anybody in the back of our office during the week. They'll tell you they more than likely believe it wasn't just Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah,
giving credence to the
How about UFOs? I mean, I think the population, more people believe in ghosts than they believe in, I believe, that we landed on the moon or something like that.
No shit.
Is that true?
A poll. Yeah.
No, I can believe that.
Something
totally
like that.
Can.
Yeah, the higher percentage of people polled thought that ghosts exist than that we actually landed on the moon.
So Touched by a 12 gauge says in the chat, what drives him for conspiracies is, okay, says, for me, wanting to know the truth about my world and existence. And that's a lot of what drives people to
religion.
That's
an admirable ambition.
You know what I mean? You know, they want to know about their existence, their world, the great question, why are we here? What is our purpose, you know?
Well, then there's the flip side of it, too, that same exact wanting to know the truth is not wanting to be told a lie.
Yeah,
not wanting
definitely.
To have the wool pulled over your eyes or have someone try to tell you a story that's just categorically false, and you are insulted almost. Most people are.
Yeah,
when you're presented with a story or an explanation that just doesn't add up.
Yeah.
I think that's one big thing, too. People are like, you want me to believe this? I'm going to go ahead and have to do a little bit of research and find some proof.
Well, now, what do you do with, and I know we do on this show, but say, what does the average person do with this arcane knowledge that they have, the truth? Would you disseminate it to other people, or do you keep it and just be smug that you know something?
They argue with strangers about it on the internet.
Okay. So you're not going to keep it to yourself. You'd rather put it out there and try to sway other people?
I would say it depends on the conspiracy theorist. If you want to look back to the classical times, you know, the 80s and before, whenever your conspiracy theories was the guy who lived in the little basement apartment who would, you know, collect little scraps of paper, and he's got these little pieces of evidence.
Up on the wall.
Exactly,
and
the
shit.
Classic type of guy.
That guy's not telling nobody.
He might be. Anybody who will actually listen. Think about it. That's that crazy guy. Hey, man, the government's all over.
It depends on what's driving you for the conspiracies. If
that's exactly right. Depends on the
paranoia,
person.
If paranoia, then I don't believe you're telling a lot of people, but you're definitely trying to figure it out because you think you're in danger.
Watch the movie Conspiracy Theory.
But if your drive is to know more than someone else or to be in front of it before other people.
Well, that goes along with two people. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I do
that
a lot.
You would definitely. You did.
I fucked you
on that.
Yeah. And then you had to cough. I ruined it.
That's all right. That's all right.
No, I get you, though.
A phlegm interruption. But I don't think that people. Somebody said it was more or less. I think it's boredom. You know, just.
Nothing better to do.
Yeah,
and
it beats watching CNN.
They're fucking interesting.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Some of them are great reads. Even like if you like fiction books, or if you just like anything, you know what I mean. You like to read a book. You like to hear a story. Even if you don't actually fully 100% believe it, goddamn, is it interesting?
Right.
Like, dude, like I said, I don't care what you say. The flat Earth, it's a shit false theory. It's not flat. But when you watch those videos, man, they're fucking interesting. Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about that. The people who believe flat Earth. Well, I mean, obviously, none of us do.
None of us in the room.
Right. Our listeners might.
Yeah, and I don't fault them for that.
I don't either. But let's think about that. The amount of evidence is overwhelming that the world is round, and the leap of faith you have to take to think that all of this presented evidence is a fabrication, is something to pull the wool over our eyes without any real reason of why anyone would want. To make it be shown as a round earth versus a flat earth.
Right, yeah, like the reasoning behind it.
What's the mindset there, do you think?
We've asked that question.
Paranoia, I know we have before, and usually I got to think 95% of the time, those people are trolling.
You think?
And I hate that, dude. There's you may get annoyed at people who believe conspiracy theory and think, you know, these people are fucked up in the head and they're annoying, but what gets me worse is those people who don't believe it, who proliferate it as a joke. To make fun of people.
Joke about it, yeah.
It's like, what kind of dickhead are you, man?
Right, you can just move on about your day if you don't fucking buy it, whatever. Right. Don't insult me. Don't be a cocksucker. I agree with you.
And I don't believe in flat earth, but I'm not going to spend my day fucking posting anti-flat earth memes.
No, and that's the thing. Like, if I truly, like, if someone, like, in our group, for instance.
Oh, the cat meme, we got that one 1,000 times.
No, yeah, but if someone genuinely posts a question about flat earth, I will totally try to comment back and talk to them about, you know, season changes, satellites. But at one point, it's like, if you're not going to believe me no matter what, or you're not even going to attempt to...
You as in every flat earther, more or less, because that's the way it goes. We've dealt with this so many times.
No offense to you. I'm just done with that conversation because I cannot... I'm not going to keep trying to change your mind. If you're set in that mind, that's fine.
Let me
you're
ask
in the
you
right spot
then.
For it. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to continue trying to debate you because the only reason I would try to debate you is to help you change your mind.
Let me ask you this then. As a host of the show now and a member of the group we started but roughly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we see the same meme, you know, over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
New people post. Does it kind of turn you off every now and then to some of that stuff? Does it make you go, like, want to step back? Is this like, I have to... Do you ever feel like you're fake whenever you respond to that?
No, because I try to be 100% honest. That's not
have
my thing.
Have you guys devoted an entire show to that?
To what?
Flat Earth.
Yeah.
How come we're in Hollow Earth? I don't know, man.
Hop on iTunes and you can...
Okay, I'll check that one out. And what was most of the response? Most of the listeners...
Yeah, most people.
Year, I can imagine most years would probably
well,
not
we
buy
did
that.
The, if you listen to the first one, which is NOT, I believe, right? The Flat Earth we did was.
Yeah, I think it was an old Nick of Time episode.
Yeah, but, which okay. We should just take that one down. Like,
no
oh,
way, fuck that, dude.
Archives.
That's history.
No, we need to take them down and then release them to further patrons.
No.
Some of our old shit.
Yeah, how do you monetize this?
We don't.
Well, look, I'll give you. You should.
No shit, right?
But I'll tell you what. I have people, honest to God, and I'll give you an example. Yesterday, we were talking about should athletes be paid. The conversation.
College athletes?
Yes, college athletes. Yes. No, professional athletes.
I was
no,
to say they're college getting paid.
Yes, they are getting paid. Anyway, somehow somebody brought up global warming because they knew that's kind of going to get, you know, that's a pushing my
going.
Button.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of the new guys that we just hired, one of the new writers, and I said, well, we all know that's a hoax. And I was, you know me, I'm dead serious about it. This guy looked at me like I was a flat earther. I mean, I can just tell.
Yeah, well, see, and yeah, so some
he
people
thought
that-
this guy is nuts.
Global warming
and I've been,
deniers,
you know,
get it.
You know what I do. I read. And I bet I've read more than any climatologist or geologist. I read like a couple
objection,
hours a day.
Objection, speculation. I mean, you can't back that up.
Yes, that's logical fallacy, begging the question.
Yep, sorry.
But I'm just saying, I mean, they really literally looked at me like, if you don't believe in global warming, that's tantamount to being a flat earther or a Holocaust denier.
Right.
Or anything else you can name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes you a complete lunatic.
Right.
So it just goes to show you can convince people.
Greedo
of
shot first. No?
Part a what?
I said Greedo. Eric, hello?
Yeah.
You didn't catch that. I said Greedo shot first.
No, as
one. That's my point. It's one of those like flat earth or global warming.
Greedo shot first.
It's a Star Wars joke, and you fucking.
I get it, but
I can get that one. That's
you.
One with Harrison Ford, right?
Yeah, try spinning, yeah. Everett. That's a cool trick.
Is that actually some kind of controversy?
Well, what had happened whenever George Lucas re-released the special editions,
yeah.
He changed it up to where it made it look like Greedo shot first rather than Han, not to make Han such a fucking murderer.
Right, got it. But, I like Han as a murderer myself.
Me too, yeah.
What's wrong? Why do you want to... Yeah, why?
No,
he's a scoundrel.
Yeah, he was a scoundrel.
Yeah, that's what he said he is.
He was a low-down, dirty fucker.
That's why, Leia fell in love with him.
Yeah, he was a great
character. She loves scoundrels.
Fun fact, did you know Harrison Ford had a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame before he ever did Star Wars or anything?
From what, like American Graffiti?
No, it was from...
He was a carpenter.
No, Broadway act or something that he did.
I thought he got his first part because he was doing carpentry for some of these people in Hollywood and somebody hired him.
I follow Mark Hamill on Twitter, and Mark Hamill tweeted out the other day, when I first met Harrison Ford in 1976 or something like that, he told me he was already had a star on the Walk of Fame. I thought he was kidding. Come to find out just recently, I found out that he really does, and it's for some, you know, Broadway musical or some shit, something. But it's way before he was ever on Star Wars.
That's interesting.
Yeah, sorry for the fun fact. My fault. Go ahead, continue.
I think James is right, though. Climate change is real, not going to freeze. We're heading for another ice age. You're right, James.
Gonna
now, that has been documented, yeah. Another minimum.
Objection, speculation.
Okay, fine. And I like that.
Yeah.
So read up on it and learn your shit.
Thanks to
you
Jordan.
Can't do that.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
For those that want to listen, Flat Earth episode is in the All Over the Place episode from February 27th, 2017.
That was almost a year ago.
Thank you, Jordan. Oh,
yeah. Something eerie about that.
That could be fake news, but I'm just going by what Jordan says.
That was the second time we talked about Flat Earth.
Yeah.
We did a full show.
Speaking of fake news,
yes.
Fake news has a spot in the conspiracy community. Whether anyone wants to admit it or not.
But returning to my point again, to beat a dead horse, it's already
been
beaten.
Beat that motherfucker, Armand. Beat him.
Is it easier to coerce and manipulate a stupid population? I claim it is.
Yeah, for sure it would be.
I would say so.
For sure. Well, yeah, I said for sure it would totally be easier.
Well, again, that goes with the straight conspiracy. Is the government or some shadowy cabal trying to control us and keep us...
I don't think it's shadowy. I think it's out in the open. Yes.
They want you to think it's in the
Bilderberg?
Shadow.
Bilderberg?
No, the government.
Bohemian Grove?
With the Department of Education. No, the Department of Education. Our government.
That's a joke for you, basically.
I got you there.
DSC Ray. Who are the guys in that Tom Brown movie?
Shit, I don't watch those. What you're talking about? Dan Brown?
Dan Brown.
The Illuminati? Is that what you're talking about?
Isn't it something Dei? The Catholic somebody. Yeah, I know your listeners will know.
You talk about the people that beat themselves with the shit?
Not the people that self-flagellate.
The Matre Dei or what is it
called? Yeah, yeah. Do they self-flagellate?
Yeah,
I thought they were taking over the world.
The Matre Dei or whatever it is.
I don't recall what they were called.
From the fucking movie. You know,
I only saw the movie like one time.
We just talked about it on a religion episode where they beat each
other. Yeah, slow flagellation, but I don't remember what that sect of the Catholics are called.
Never mind then.
I'm sure somebody's going to give it to us.
Fake news, though. Fake news has a spot in the conspiracy community. I feel like a very big spot because fake news can be responsible for some of the conspiracies that are a little out there that people start believing. Like you read one article that's, from a satire website and you don't realize it's a satire website. That can completely make you look like an ass.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the creation... What do you think the motivation behind creating fake news is? Obviously, there's several.
Well, no. So some of the websites that... Yeah, well, fake news, but it can also be like I said, those satire websites where right. those are for fun, a
like
little
the
bit
Onion.
Of joke. Yeah, like The Onion. But, when you see people sharing stuff from The Onion that's not aware that The Onion's actually, a fucking... Just a joke.
Right.
Right.
That's
always sad too. Whenever you're somebody,
and that can spread, but it's like things like that. You know what I mean? You share it to this guy, it spreads to this guy, to this guy, to 10, to 12, to 50, to 100, and one article can make a whole fucking bunch of people believe.
Especially
whatever.
In this day and age, whenever.
But
people...
who gains by that? That's the question you're asking. See, my contention is cui bono? Who gains? Who get? The government
it's like,
gains.
Right. It's like look for the guy who stands to gain the most, and there's your guy, man.
I mean, that's
the
your
government.
Guy.
Well, usually
that's the bad guy, man.
The government furthers their because they need to take care of you. That furthers their power. Their grip on us tightens if you're stupid.
Well, what
they do not want a well-educated populace.
Well, they also you could argue that it could be some sort of big like capitalist thing to keep people content and spending money.
Sure,
I mean, any which way, it's. The story always goes to some shadowy, whether it's the government or people in the government or behind it. It's always about money and power.
Now, here's the thing: do you agree with that as being religion too? Is that religion's goal? I don't know if I believe that one.
Well, we talked about it again in our religion episode.
Okay.
At the very top of the original conception of religion, it might have been about
who
control.
Was the most powerful. Yeah. What was the most powerful entity during the Middle Ages?
The Pope, the
Catholic Church.
Yeah,
right,
definitely
the Church, so to speak.
Okay.
But look at it from a local level. You can't think that, your preacher down on the corner, he has power in mind for the most part. I mean, yeah, maybe
the
pedophile
the most
ones,
part,
but...
Right, but for the most part, most religious people are good-hearted.
They take it for, the good part of religion. So you can't hold that against religion.
But here's, what religion purports is that if you're poor and miserable in this lifetime, you'll be rewarded in the next life. And
some
that can be manipulated,
that,
too.
Yeah.
If I'm, if I'm the Pope... I want everybody thinking that.
Yeah,
that,
definitely.
That makes you, don't worry about it, Eric. Don't worry that I'm not giving you food or that he's losing too much weight.
Well,
he's going to waste away.
It's happening.
Yeah, you'll be fat in the next life.
The religious terrorist groups, like the ones that are super religious that do the self-bombings and shit that. You think the leader of that is doing that exact same thing, saying, brother, if you sacrifice yourself for Allah,
sure.
You'll 72 virgins.
You're praying on somebody weak.
Yeah, praying on somebody weak with the promise of, But that's not...
That's nothing new.
Degree. No, it's not. Absolutely not.
But do you guys think that the information age is responsible for a lot of these theories?
I think
lately?
That propagates
it's,
so yes.
It's proliferating more conspiracies to be
obviously.
Easier consumed.
I would say so.
Of course.
I would say... Now that I think about it, I wouldn't say that it's more. I'd say they're different now. So you start back in the day with stuff like the government can do earthquakes, man. They can create lightning. It was a lot less. I found this story on the internet or at the library than I'm sitting around half baked and stoned, and I think the government's doing earthquakes.
But they can.
Well, I get that, but I'm trying to think about before the information age and how the type of conspiracy theories that most people were talking about have changed a lot.
Right.
You know, just due to the fact of what can proliferate.
Would
now.
You say that this has a part of, when I was a kid, and this is, I'm probably 20 years older than you guys.
No.
I had a comic book collection. I had the Avengers and all this. But when I went to a movie, I saw Ordinary People, Raging Bull, etc. Mm-hmm. Now, you go to a movie, what do you see? You see the Avengers. It's a Marvel universe, basically.
Fuck yeah.
So I think that's changed, too. I think younger people are kind of out of reality somewhat, and I think that makes for crazier and crazier conspiracies.
Fair enough. The attention span has changed a lot, too, and the way
Huh?
The way people consume media these days in short bursts.
I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, what do you say? Yeah.
Well, the conspiracy culture itself has taken advantage of YouTube and has created all these easily consumable videos that fit right along with these short attention spans.
Hold your attention for 5 or 10 minutes. Give that's you the all you good need. Meat of it. Well, that's kind of like our show, though. In that sense, not that it's.
So you're saying
news.
We don't need to do this more than 10 minutes at a time?
No, but what I'm saying is we don't go into the 6-hour deep explanations of it, but we give you the shit that makes you want to go, what? I got to look into this.
That tissue paper on the outside of the roll.
Huh?
We're like that tissue paper on the outside of the roll.
No.
Is that what you are?
No.
You're the last panel.
Yeah. No.
By the way, don't use
a toilet. It's not working.
Oh, it was bad. I was seeing it earlier.
Yes.
Fake news as a weapon. So how often do you think fake news is used as a form of propaganda from the other side to discredit what they're writing stories about?
Often.
Whenever you would make a story that's so fantastic, you know what I mean? That people are like, obviously, you know, I can't believe they're trying to pass this off as real. Well, how often is it not the people who are putting that out that it claims to be? It's the other side trying
to... As a political weapon?
Political or even... People who don't want the rise of Bigfoot, you know what I mean? They'll put out a video about Bigfoot that's obviously fake or something like that.
Right.
So it could go either way. How often do you think that's done? That it's not done.
Well, here
it's done as, you know, as a disinformation tactic.
I think you answer your own question when you say who gains. I mean, who gains by people believing or not believing in Loch Ness Monster or, you know, UFOs?
The troll on the corner, the tourism.
If you start saying Michelle Obama has a dick, you're trying to influence somebody politically, I would think. Or Trump is, you know, a pawn of Putin.
But a lot of people can't spot a fake news article. What would you say, Everett, as an information technology guy, that if someone was looking into a validity of an article,
source for one.
Yeah, but if you're on, how are you spotting fake news?
WorldNewsToday.com or any of these like completely unaffiliated websites that you get linked on from Twitter, for the most part, just pass right on.
Isn't it the responsibility, though, of the absorber of this information to have some common sense?
Right.
That's ridiculous.
But here's
what he's
question.
Saying. How do you spot this shit?
How do you spot fake news?
Who cares? It's but stupid.
Again,
that's how you spot
who
it.
Who decides
it
what's
common
not
sense,
fake
yeah.
news?
Right.
Like Washington Post? And is that all mainstream media? Are we considering that not fake news because it's a big propped up corporation or how? What I mean, what
See,
are
that's the danger
constraints
of it.
Well, what,
so it's
think,
the credibility. It's
right.
the credibility. And you think that standard media has credibility because they've been around so long, but
right
in the rise of corporate media, it's hard to really believe everything they say. So you got to take the source of what and the subject of what they're talking about kind of in the play,
right.
like Fox
I don't
News.
Know if it's fake news, it's biased news.
Biased
Nobody,
news, that's a good way
you know,
to put
the idea
it.
That the you know, that these newspapers and these news channels, etc., are completely objective is ridiculous. I mean, we know that. They can take the same story and twist the facts any way they want or not portray the story at all.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's not necessarily fake news.
At the end of the day, you're trying to sell views on your website, newspapers in your bin, magazines, ratings at night on the 10 o'clock news.
It's all about money, of course.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've seen an article, and now this could be fake news too, but it was about how different areas, the newspaper like the Washington Post or something will print the same exact article and picture, but the headline will be, if it's delivered in a blue area or a red area, the headline will be Trump takes tough stance on gun control or Trump backs down a little bit on gun control.
Well, it's the same thing how you've seen like
Washington
Post.
You know what I mean?
Post.
So that's
right,
just like
they pre-prepare like, you know, two different versions of a cover based on where that delivery is going. Like if it's going to this delivery route, they have this on the
exactly.
I mean, that's just good salesmanship in my opinion. If I was selling a newspaper, I would know my consumer and I wouldn't want to piss them off. You know what I mean?
That's
you sell your media to who you know, your content to the person who's consuming it.
Right, well, like, here's a, who is this?
It's like you don't make a YouTube show about conspiracy stuff for people who don't believe in it.
Yellow journalism, remember that? That was Hearst.
Yeah.
That's why we got in the Spanish-American War.
So
remember the Maine, all that garbage.
Facebook just recently started a campaign to try to help prevent the spread of fake news where they hired a bunch more people.
So, yeah, that was being talked about a lot on our group the other day, wasn't it? I haven't looked into that too much. I think you even tagged me, wanted me to come on there and talk about the algorithm, which I wasn't going to do it all because I have no research into this algorithm. I have no clue.
Everyone knows all about it.
I don't even know that it's real. This could be another one of those things.
It could be fake news.
It could be. It's what I'm saying.
No.
Did you see any official?
People actually screenshotted their timelines now asking if you want to silence Surreal Talk and all these groups because.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't see that? You should look in the group. Jesse Wright posted it too. He said.
That could be fake news too. Jesse could be
Grave Knives said
an agent.
He said. the only, I'm in a lot of groups, and the only one I've ever had to request to be in was the Surreal Talk group and get you know accepted. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he said that's the one group that Facebook asked me, do I want to silence?
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
here's a note you had too, which kind of plays into this. Most people will gravitate to a conspiracy which aligns with their particular political or religious beliefs or opposes their competitor, i.e. Dems will buy the Russia collusion or Republicans will buy the DNC collusion or the Seth Rich murder.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
That's called confirmation bias. That's what
it
is. Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. So some people will buy a new conspiracy based on how they align themselves with, you know, certain political parties.
If you say that Trump has no dick as opposed to Michelle having one, anti-Trump is a part, you know, whatever. Any scurrilous rumor about Trump, people are going to buy.
Well, it's the same thing with like people voting based on like gun control. I'm going to vote for whoever lets me keep my guns. It's
abortion,
all about
these are hot button issues.
People have trouble too admitting that it's self-serving. It's not a bad thing you vote for your interest, but a lot of people, you know, they'll hide that and, you know, it's not about me.
Oh yeah,
I think everything almost all of us do, and hopefully you're aware of it, is self-interest, that's what
makes me wonder. Because, you know, when I do my show with Tony, and I'm glad he's not here to defend himself, so I can say anything I want about the bastard, you know, I just tell him, say, anything you buy, you'll believe anything about Trump because you hate Trump. So you really have no, I mean, you're not
right.
Objection.
It
makes it easier to believe.
Right.
Yeah, the economy stinks, makes you more susceptible to those sorts of statements.
At least myself, I did not like Mr. Obama. But at least I told myself, listen, try to remain objective.
Wait, you don't believe he's actually Barry Soros and was born in another country?
Barry Satoru.
No, but I do believe that Michelle has a cock and balls.
This fucking guy.
But you get my point, though.
He's a rather androgynous wife, yes.
So I've got a bunch of quotes here coming up.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
I like some of these.
So conspiracy theories are often a way of expressing an imbalance of power by those who perceive themselves to be the underdog.
That's a great way to look at it, too.
Who said that?
You know what I mean? I don't know.
That's brilliant.
He doesn't bother sourcing, but it's a good quote.
It wasn't
somebody's
mine.
Somebody out there said it.
You might even just Google that specifically.
I read that, I was like, man, that
goes along with what we said earlier. People don't want to think that they're having the wool pulled over their eyes or being taken advantage of.
This is true, yeah.
I'm in the underdog. If there's somebody out there that can pull the wool over my eyes, they're obviously I'm the underdog.
Yeah.
Same reason people liked Rocky.
How come?
I love Rocky.
Would you guys say something about what changed?
Because
in the 60s, now I wasn't around then, but if you read about it.
Bullshit.
Everybody was saying, everybody was saying the government is, everything the government tells you is a lie. Remember the Vietnam War, all this stuff?
That lying son of a bitch, Johnson.
Yeah, I still believe that.
Well, a lot of people don't. Sure. I think more people rely now on the government to tell you the truth. Right? Isn't that
For real?
I think so. Not on this show. Not us. I think most of...
You think in general, though?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't think it's just that. You go to these kids. I mean, look at this. I don't want to bring up gun control again, but tragedy a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
What did all the kids say? They're begging for government to come in and save them.
That's
true. You think in the 60s, they said Nixon did it or Johnson did it.
Right.
That's a good point.
Complete juxtaposition.
That is a good point. Yeah.
Now we got to have the government protect us.
Make your regulations.
When did that happen?
And we're more dependent on them as far as financial goes anymore.
That's interesting.
Right. Give me
people
more.
People want the government to force societal change rather than rallying the society to look at itself.
I thought everyone wanted to overthrow the government.
That's a great point. I didn't even ever think about it like that. Like, why are we pushing the government to do it?
To make these changes for us.
You think 1965 at Berkeley, they would ask the government to come in and...
The government never burned a brawl.
Overthrow the government.
The government never burned a brawl.
It's funny how the government wants you to remember all these school shootings except for that one in Ohio.
What are you talking? Oh, Kent State? That's an interesting
point. Well, that was a go. Yeah, of course.
Somebody posted on Facebook, not an original thought, but I thought it was great.
Not an original thought.
Sure.
Hashtag not me.
Yeah, hashtag not me.
All right, what's this next one you got here?
This says...
This isn't a quote, though.
No. The assassination of President John F. Kennedy set off a general sense of suspicion that would permeate the culture for some time. So, and I'm talking about the conspiracy culture. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Since JFK, people have been... way more easily believable. I don't want to say, and that gullible is totally not the word I'm going for, but I'm saying people are more open-minded now to believe harsher shit than before. Like, because once
you
can get...
seminal moment.
I believe so. It was a pivotal moment. It was almost a turning point. So
moment.
Once people are open to the idea that our president was assassinated by our own government. Once people are open to that idea, you know...
anything's possible.
Things are changing.
So you agree that that was the day America grew up? Because that's what it's called.
Lost its innocence.
Yes. So there's another.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been. Fair amount of us. It's that point when people started believing shit like Hoffa's in the end zone at the Giant Stadium. Right. You know what I mean?
That's a far stretch from being JFK.
Could
though.
Be.
Why don't you tell us about Walker's five kinds of conspiracies?
No, this was all you. This was all you. You wrote this
down. All right, so there's five kinds of conspiracies yeah. as...
Five types of theories themselves?
Who's Jesse Walker, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
Jesse Walker. Okay. He has identified five kinds of conspiracy theories.
Let's hear it.
So the enemy outside theories refer to theories based on figures alleged to be scheming against a community from without. So from outside, the enemy with outside. And then the enemy within finds conspirators lurking inside the nation, indistinguishable from ordinary citizens.
So that's like a secret agent, somebody inside. Like,
yeah, that's that conspiracy.
And the enemy outside would be like, there's people outside our walls that are plotting
like
against
the
us.
Russians.
They're out there somewhere. We don't know who they
Damn
are.
Damn Russians,
they're
bud.
Okay, I got you.
The enemy above involves powerful people manipulating events
so the government.
For their own
I'm on,
gain.
I'm on board with that.
Or shadow organizations.
Yeah. I'm on board with that
Sorry,
one.
Strange. Sorry, Dave.
I would do that. If I had money, I would do anything I can to keep it. That's just me.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure there's other people out there thinking the same
we
way.
We talked about that on our superpower show.
Yep. The enemy below features lower classes working to overturn the social order.
I don't buy that one.
So that's like people who are rich being like, the fucking poor, man. They're trying to overthrow us. Is that it?
I guess so.
That's the paranoia of the rich. I never even thought they had that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you just said you'd do anything to keep your money if you were rich.
Oh, shit.
Of course. But this says the lower classes would be working together, but the lower classes have no power, in my opinion. They're never going
for
to. They never,
now,
they never
the
have. And they never
have
will.
No power. How are we going to expect society to change without the help?
Previously,
of government?
Though, the lower class, the low
who wants
low
to
class,
change it?
Was like the serfs. You know, the real working class. But now you consider the lower class mostly to be a bunch of lazoids who would live off the government.
Yeah,
well, so it's not like
it's
before. Whenever the lower class did have power because they could strike basically and turn off the fucking labor force.
Yeah,
well, even but if these people you know turn off their late whatever they do, what's the strike there?
Well, even
what
in Russia,
do you mean people.
Even in Russia during the First World War, the Russian Revolution was not the serfs. That wasn't them that overthrew the government.
Who was it then?
It was the communists. Well, it was not them. Well, at first it was the White Russians, where basically it was a military kind of a junta, coup. But anyway.
And then, so you got the benevolent conspiracies, which are angelic forces at work behind the scenes to improve the world and help people. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. I like to hope that's a real thing.
Yeah, so those are Walker's five kinds. Now we've got Barkin. Barkin is a...
some dude.
Yeah, some ass dude.
Some dude you found on the interwebs.
You can look him up, but some ass dude.
Is there any paranormal?
He's got three types of conspiracy theories.
Oh, we're going to get to the paranormal stuff.
Okay, we'll get to it, Victor.
Yep.
Event conspiracy theories. So these are just three different types. Mm-hmm. It refers to a limited and well-defined events. Examples may include such conspiracies as those concerning the Kennedy assassination, 9/11, and the spread of AIDS. So like certain events. And then you
like it's not happened how they said.
Yeah. Then you have systematic conspiracy theories. Such theories pertain to alleged broad objectives such as domination of a country or the world. According to Backron, the conspiratorial machine for such theories is usually simple with a single evil organization. Examples may include conspiracy theories about the Jews, the Freemasons, the communism, or the Catholic Church.
I want to add into that.
Yeah.
The black agenda, the gay agenda, the feminist agenda. It's all these other agendas, basically.
Those all fall into systemic.
That's what I'm saying. That's all the same thing. But it's not always against, like, you know, the evil, you know, communist or whatever. It's people like, and I hate to say it, us white guys, you know, the old white man who are afraid of losing power to minorities and shit like that, too.
That's fair. We got one more. Let me get through it, Everett. Right. Super conspiracy theories. For Bachrin,
can't we talk about it during? You just have to get through this? Is that your thing? Anyway, sorry, I'm just shitting on you.
Okay. For Bachrin, such theories link multiple alleged conspiracies together hierarchically. How do you say hierarch with an alley at the
hierarchically? Hierarchically. Wow. It's hierarchically.
Arrange them by hierarch.
Yeah,
so like David Icke and, I don't know, Milton William Cooper.
At the summit is a distant but all-powerful evil force. His cited examples are the ideas of David Icke and...
So that's like throwing Planet X, the fucking Nephilim and everybody together on one same conspiracy? Or the Hollow Earth is filled with lizards, that sort of thing?
It's like all conspiracies combined.
Or Skywalker Ranch has aliens and portals and lines of tigers and bears.
It's Skywalker, it's Skinwalker.
Skinwalker, whatever. You get my point, though. It's like... the culmination of many different conspiracies into one.
Yeah, like
13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
The Illuminati assassinated JFK, so you could like that's linking both conspiracies of the overarching power to the Kennedy. You know, whatever. I mean, anyways,
the Zionists. Yeah, they were supposed to have all the power too.
And then So Murray Rothbard, he argues.
My favorite. Read and I just want to say, read anything by Murray Rothbard. I've read everything he ever wrote.
Why don't you read here down what I've got quoted by Murray Rothbard?
This guy's brilliant. He's an economist, by the way, and a philosopher, and one of the most brilliant men I've ever read. He argues in favor of a model that contrasts, quote, deep conspiracy theories to, quote, shallow ones. Now, according to Rothbard, a shallow theorist observes an event and asks, cui bono?
Who benefits?
Yep. Correct. Jumping to the conclusion that a posited beneficiary is responsible for covertly influencing events. On the other hand, the deep conspiracy theorist begins with a hunch and then seeks out evidence. Rothbard describes his latter activity as a matter of confirming with certain facts one's initial paranoia.
That makes good sense.
You think?
I think so.
But which one of those is more believable to you? I believe.
Well, I would say most of us these days are shallow. Most of us see that link on the web and like, I knew it.
And then you seek out facts to prove it?
Yeah, I think so.
But then again, we get back to what we started with. Why is conspiracy theory so absorbing and so?
I think we nailed it whenever we said basically people just don't want to feel like they're being lied to, or that they're less smart, or that they want to prove that they are more smart than other people at the same time.
Yeah.
See, but I like to think who gains. Maybe I'm just a fiduciary type guy, but
most people are haters.
I'll tell anybody a lie if I can make money out of it.
They don't want other people to gain. They want to find out how you're gaining and how they can gain. You know what I mean? If they're doing it, I want what you have. You know, it's a jealousy. Well, not really a jealousy, but you get my point. They don't want unfairness.
I thought it was just the search for truth, though. Isn't that what you guys were saying?
It is a search for truth, but why do you seek the truth? What is your need to have the truth?
Right. Yeah, well, exactly, because I don't want to be lied to, like, because I feel like I deserve the truth. Yeah, like, I don't know what the need
my
for
search
truth
for the truth
is
because I have a show every Saturday.
What's the need to be lied to?
But would you search for the truth as fervently if it didn't get you money? I mean, like, Hitler didn't want the truth. He wanted
a big lie.
Let's
not get it twisted. We're not getting money anyway.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not pursuing it as heavy.
Let me put it like this. I read a great quote about society these days and the way the proliferation of news and conspiracy works. It takes people to two different groups. One of them is apathy, and the other one is paranoia. And Eric and I kind of represent both sides of that.
Yeah, we very well.
You either completely just separate yourself and don't care about things. That's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah.
Or you get to the point where you get paranoid and everything starts to look like a...
But those are the people...
Not anymore, but you've had your moments where it's like you see conspiracies and everything. You had your time.
You are getting
better.
Tell
me I'm wrong.
I am getting better. I'm a recovery. No, I'm...
4 or 5 years ago.
About what?
God knows what, from 9/11, where you were on a 9/11 kick for a solid year,
I'm still on the 9/11.
Yeah, but you were hardcore
though.
For a while.
Right.
It could be months between, you know, like, hey, man, did you hear
that? Don't make
this?
It any less true.
I'm not saying it does. That's not my point. I don't even know what my point is now.
No, neither do I.
Yeah, but I think you guys are acting from the person that either believes or does not believe the conspiracy. But every conspiracy theory should have an origin, right? I'm talking about who starts these things.
It's the same thing.
Who starts urban legends? That are, you
yeah.
know.
Somebody who I think is doing it for some sort of profit, not just some, like Hitler. Like you said, the
what if that
great
profit is just
people,
a laugh to yourself? That's what I think a lot of it is, like
know.
The flat
I mean,
earthers
you think
who are
people
trolls.
Start that just as a joke?
Yeah, the trolls. They people love. Can you think of anything to make people smart or feel like they're smarter than somebody else than to get them to believe something that's totally bullshit? Like if I could get you to believe right now that water is poison.
Yeah.
You know, if I was that kind of asshole, you know how funny I'd think that'd be?
You take a certain gleeful satisfaction.
No, I don't. But I'm saying
some people are trolls.
I think a lot of conspiracy theory is people wanting, you know, like, I get to make somebody look like an asshole.
Okay.
I get to be the smart guy.
I want to be Chancellor of Germany, and I got to get somebody, people to hate people, so I got to say the Jews are what your problem is. Kill them, so, and believe me.
That's a little bit different of it, but yeah, same thing.
I think there's certain, I mean, that's at the nth degree, but, you know, people... Well, I keep bringing up global warming. People make a lot of money off that.
Matt Soares in the chat has a great point. He says, could it just be everyone's inner thirst for knowledge? It doesn't just have to be conspiracies, but for all the unknown questions of life.
Which moves us on to the next exact point, paranormal type stuff. But yeah, keep going.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's a great thing. Like, I always wanted to know. And it's like I said with religion, it's the same point. Like, what's the meaning of life? You know, what's the secret?
Fuck you, James. Just throwing that out there.
James, I was just reading James.
Interrupting cow. I'm kicking him out of chat.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Let a man talk around here.
What, am I not allowed to join the conversation?
I'm the guest.
I can't interject?
First. No.
Go on, guys. Finish it up. Moo!
No ejaculations.
Moo!
He's not a cow anymore, though. He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't care.
But So what do you think, though, man? Did you ever have those sort of questions in your head, like, why are we here? What is the purpose of life? What is the meaning of life?
I don't know if I buy that. Because
I feel that that thirst for knowledge is
I don't
for
think
sure,
I think the I thirst for like knowledge it. Has been quenched in most people. Or otherwise, I mean, why is it just conspiracies? Is there something alluring about conspiracy? But don't you want to know about history and science?
Yeah, that's my question, too.
Most people don't give a shit about that stuff.
I spend a lot of my time watching YouTube videos about how to fucking build like a well or something, you know what okay. I mean? Like skills right. and learning about science of the universe.
Okay, yeah, me too.
So if you have a thirst for knowledge, why do people gravitate more towards conspiracy correct. Than practical?
Correct.
You know what I mean? Why don't I go to college, spend my time at night studying for to be a doctor rather than studying about why the earth is hollow?
Well, I can't answer that, but I can tell you that
it doesn't take as big a brain to learn how to work on a fucking
right. I think you got
car
something
as it
there.
Takes to work
it's
on a brain.
It's simpler to say that Michelle Obama has a dick than to actually read a physics book or organic chemistry or even.
And it's fun to say Michelle has Obama right. has a dick whenever you don't like Barack Obama
right. or Trump pissed on a whore, you know, whatever in Barack's bed.
Isn't that true though?
Come on, we heard him say, "Grab
so.
Her by the pussy, Armand."
Yeah, I hope so, Armand.
Anything's believable when we got this guy on tape yelling, "Grab
cool.
her by the pussy."
That's right, right. We've all said that. Come on.
Yeah, I say it
anyway,
all the time.
We're not bashing Trump though. We're talking about conspiracy theories, right. even though fuck him. But either way, I have another awesome quote that I found.
All right.
Okay, so
it's not Murray
Rothbard, like
but okay.
Each of us is on a spectrum somewhere between the poles of rational and irrational. We all have hunches we can't prove and superstitions that make no sense. Some of my best friends are very religious and others believe in dubious conspiracy theories. What's problematic is going overboard, letting the subjective entirely override the objective, thinking and acting as if opinions and feelings are just as true as facts.
That goes right along with what you're saying, believing what you want to believe.
That's human nature.
Times, you know what I mean? As far as like, so you just want to believe something so bad. But it's
well. That's my point.
You know
I mean,
your emotion gets in the way.
Skepticism
of your
is
thinking.
You've got to be an empiricist. You have to be a skeptic, and I think we've lost that. You know, if you're that gullible that you read a Facebook art, you know, this whole kerfuffle about, you know, these how the Russians influenced the election.
Hey,
maybe
right?
they did.
Right. Well, maybe they did. But if you're stupid enough to be influenced by somebody, you read an ad on Facebook and think, oh wow, this is true about Hillary or
where would that news Clinton, have to come from, Armand? For you to believe that the Russians were involved, would it have to come from the government itself?
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't buy it anyway.
To implicate
it
itself?
It a legitimate news source.
Oh, I'm sure they did try. Of course it's true. I'm sure they did. But look at what we've done. We influenced.
Well, that's not what you were talking about. You were talking about how.
But I would check anything I read. And it may be true, but if it's true.
Okay,
it's true.
But where does the news come from for you, Armand? On say a subject like that you would take it without having to do your own research.
Well, I put all the news that I read through the spectrum of what I've learned before, and I try to
as you should
and see if it makes sense first of all, and that certainly makes sense.
So you've never been guilty about seeing a headline or an article and letting a personal bias yourself.
Oh, absolutely, I do.
Stop you from doing more research. Like, yeah, fuck it, that sounds good to me. I think we all do that.
Definitely.
It's hard. It's really
personal
hard.
Personal bias has a lot to do.
It's hard to overcome that.
Confirmational bias. That's what it is.
Conspiracies you believe in, too. You know what I mean? Like we talked about earlier with the Dem and the Republican thing. Like if you're a Republican, you're more likely to believe that the Democrats, fucked Bernie Sanders out of it because they thought,
Let me ask you this. If you play the game Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
Does that make you any more likely to believe in dragons or be a person who watched dragon movies? It's the same type of thing.
We're talking about a fucking game here.
No, that's not my point. It's taking people who have an affinity for fantasy or for affinity for anything paranormal. Like you watched a ghost TV show. Well, now, does that make you more likely to believe in ghosts? So people who believe in it, my point is they would read a Piers Anthony book when they were a kid about, whatever type of fantasy shit. Do you think a lot of that has to do with that, or do you think people genuinely believe out of nowhere that their ghosts are all around us?
I think the people that believe in ghosts are the ones watching the show.
I don't think the show moved people. I think there's actually a genetic component to that. They've done studies on people that believe in certain things, and including religion, and apparently they have a certain area of the brain that is actually hypertrophic, same area that's basically your addiction area in the frontal lobe somewhere. Apparently, so there is an actual component to this.
Well, yeah, it's that whole
organic
I'm
component.
Right. It's that whole feeling whenever you get a quick victory or I'm right. Like when you get a chicken dinner in PUBG,
right.
that
oh,
same
yeah,
feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think it's just this area of the brain that makes you more, for lack
center.
Of a better word, gullible. Oh. You know, that people believe these things easier. They've done studies on these
How
people.
Much of it do you think it is people just want to say they believe? Like people who believe in vampires or werewolves, you know what I mean, and who dress up like that.
Right,
just
right.
say that as a form of attention getting. rather than I really believe in this.
Well, right, like component. I've done the research and I've done the, you know, to know that I feel like the vampires are real or they were real.
Or I really, right? Or I really connected with the movie Twilight. And now, for whatever, yeah, vampires are real. You just don't see them. You know what I mean? Like, it's that sort of shit.
Don't you think it has something to do with a person's educational background? My background is
scientific.
Mine's
all about the.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm much less. Well, I've been a scientist all my life. I've been much
less. Plenty of scientists who don't believe in evolution, though.
Well, they may be right, but they're less likely to believe in vampires, ghosts, and this paranormal things.
I would agree with you. When you're educated.
I'm not saying I make a categorical statement, but you're less likely to believe in that.
It's exposure is what it is. You've been exposed. Like with an education comes more general exposure to things that happen more than what happens in your backyard, in your neighborhood, in your state, what happens on your local news. When you get more of a worldwide exposure to events, it becomes less mystical, these type of things.
Right.
So,
well, yeah, that's axiomatic, and that's what gets me about global warming, because the more I read about it, the less I believe it. But it's axiomatic that you're an idiot if you don't believe that. Only intelligent people believe in global warming.
Right. Yeah.
The stupid people don't believe in that. The stupid, you know, people don't believe in
evolution. Global warming is a really hard one, man, because
it's not that hard if you read about it. It flouts the first and second laws of thermodynamics. Case closed.
You're getting real religious on this one, man. I mean, yes. You're not going to go out there and do the evidence.
I've read the experiments.
Yeah, but you're not going to test it.
They've been tested.
Yeah, see, you're going to science or religion.
Yeah, but neither of these guys.
For yourself.
Again, that's exactly right. Nobody's really testing it.
But the testing is computer. The people that believe in computer models. That is not physics. That is not science.
I agree. That's what I'm saying.
The physicists and geologists have tested this stuff.
It is religious.
No, it isn't. Well, that is. Yeah, the people believe it.
If you're not
going to
go take the time.
Fight. I love it.
If you're not gonna going to. Hey, as a scientist, I'm a scientifically minded person myself. But if you're not going
to
take the time.
What do you believe in then? I haven't taken the time to do trigonometry, but I know trigonometry works.
I believe the sun is a fusing ball of hydrogen. You know what I mean? I believe.
How do you know? How do you know?
Tested it?
Because I believe in the religion of science. That's what I believe in.
That's just what I believe in.
But I am aware that I believe in it. Like
church?
To me, you're like,
there are certain scientific facts, and energy cannot be made twice. Yeah, that's
so says
global
you prove
warming.
It. Because Einstein said it. Because you know what? You have an afterlife because the Bible said it. It's the same thing.
I didn't invent. I'm not Newton. I didn't invent differential calculus. But I think it's
true. The
preacher
on the corner didn't invent the Bible, but you know, he still preaches it.
Yes.
Why don't you shut up, Eric? We're not fighting. I'm just trying to get him to say that
you're interrupting.
Religion and
who's
science.
Who's the guy that called you a cow? I want to give a hi. How are you? Thank you.
Man, fuck you both. End of the show. That's it. How about instead of interrupting cow, I'm killing the show cow.
You have to start with something.
Killing the show cow.
How do you know 2 + 2 = 4?
Because
how do you know that?
Fingers. 1, 2 + 1.
Simple mathematics is easy to prove. It's not easy to prove that the sun is fucking 8 light minutes away. And is actually bunches of atoms of hydrogen fusing together into helium and letting off energy.
It's not on fire either.
You can't prove that easily. I can't go down the street and do my own experiments. So I'm taking the word.
Well, how do you know
I
what
believe.
Heat is? If you open the door and it's cold outside, it gets warm inside, right? Mm-hmm. So there has to be some sort of basic thermodynamics.
Again, you can infer that, and you could probably go down and find out the heat. And I believe this because I've been read it in books, but I've never looked at an atom or a molecule to see it vibrating. You know what I mean? I myself am not taking the time or expending the energy to prove my belief in science.
Okay, well,
so that makes it to me a belief rather than a knowledge.
All right, but then do you believe do you believe in the, basically what they say is 97% of scientists believe this, so it's true.
Yeah,
do you
I mean,
believe that?
97% of people at one point in time believed the Earth was flat. That did not make it true.
Right, okay.
Science,
so you don't believe
is
that
a
either.
Bitch.
Numbers growing
sometimes.
Day by day, too.
You know what I mean?
From
Always Sunny.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, for the longest amount of time, people thought that the Earth was flat. For the longest amount of time, people thought that the stars were, you know, right outside of our planet. It's only just what we understand now. It's a recent truth. It's not a real truth in most cases with science.
Runs contrary to the physics I learned in college.
I'm going to give you guys a Jerry Springer's final thought here.
Ooh, Jerry Springer. Okay.
So. No matter what you do, no matter what your personal experiences are, you have to keep an open mind in every situation. And I think the biggest part about it is when dealing especially with conspiracies or anything in your life is that you need to be open-minded, but you need to think logical. You
right.
know what I mean? Keep an open mind. Don't ever close yourself off to one side or the other.
I want to add to that because I think you're exactly right, but I want to say there's one other thing you got to keep in mind.
What's that?
It's how much this conspiracy really doesn't affect you. So don't get that invested. Too many people get way too invested.
A lot of people don't look at the conspiracies because it affects them. I mean, that's like 9/11 doesn't affect.
It's the same thing with politics.
Politics
is a little more than conspiracy.
It pisses me off inside because of how it went. You know what I mean?
And that's what I'm saying. You're getting a little too invested in something that is nothing more than.
You mentioned logic, though. Do you think people should? Now, I know they don't teach it anymore, but or maybe they never did. Although I took a course in it. Should students be taught logic in high school? Or even before.
Yeah, I wish they had taught it to me.
But is it necessary for artists to learn logic? No. I mean,
I think it's necessary for everybody to learn the logic.
See, now you're pushing an agenda.
Well, you just said that, though.
Forcing society to have a set of things it must learn.
I think society should want to force society to think. Yeah, not necessarily learn.
See, don't force them to do anything. Society would be much better off when it itself catches up and realizes that it should think, rather than it should be told to think. We're not going to make any progress being told to do it. It's like your parents forcing you to clean your room time after time. Until you get to that point where you realize that you yourself should keep a clean room, no progress is made. You're a slave to the system.
There's certain things I think people should be taught to do.
Like wash their hands before they eat.
Agreed.
Teaching is one thing, but forcing is think before you make a decision.
Yeah.
I think that's propaganda.
But exactly,
like
people should think for themselves.
Clean off alcohol. Right. You're not going to do it because your parole officer tells you that you need to quit.
You can
drinking.
Be forced
you're not
into
do it,
it, but will it
no,
stay?
No, no, no.
If the government is going to force you to go to school,
quit drinking unless you want to, man.
Same thing with quitting cigarettes or drugs.
Well, should children be forced to go to school?
That's different. Children are not adults.
I think children probably should be forced to go to school to get at least. All I'm saying is, if you're going to force them to go to school, I think there are certain things you should force them to try to learn.
Well, that's up to society to dictate curriculum. You know what we should teach our children. Yeah, I mean, most things like evolution, we've decided as a society that's what we should teach our children.
Yeah.
But again, to me, it goes back to that science of or the religion of science. We as a society believe what these scientists have told us. So we're going to continue to teach that, which I don't think is a bad thing. It's true, but I just wish people would understand that don't give religion too hard of a time because they're doing the same thing you're doing.
That's fair, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I've always said that. You know what I mean? Don't hurt other people's feelings or insult them because they believe something different than you.
Well, the argument
always...
Yeah,
don't get all superior. That's a fucking exactly a great way to
put
it.
Do you feel superior to me? If somebody comes and says, I don't believe in evolution because I believe in God.
But
do you believe superior to that? Do you feel superior to that?
On a one-on-one level, yeah. I mean, somebody comes up to you and tells me that
fucking... contradicted what you just said.
Somebody tells me this wall isn't gray. I'm going to feel a little superior because I'm like, this motherfucking wall's gray.
Well, what'd you say? I'm not contradicted what he said.
Well, he just said, I don't feel superior to somebody. Then I asked him, do you feel superior?
I'm not saying I'm not hypocritical, Armand.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that.
As long as you admit it. All right.
Exactly my point. At least realize when you're being hypocritical. You know, if you're a scientific person shitting on the religious, realize you're being hypocritical.
Well,
I go through life knowing that I'm a hypocrite. I'm not saying do what I do. I'm saying do what I say.
Well, I don't have a problem with somebody not believing in evolution. I happen to believe in evolution, but I don't think he's doing it for profit.
Sorry.
I think people that believe in global warming, most of them, believe it's costing money and it's a waste of money and resources that could be much better used and save lives. That's why I hate global warming.
Again, that's a matter of opinion. You could say the same thing about military spending. That could be used for so many different things, but
it's point of view.
There's plenty of people who work for the military. You're sitting there thinking, I hope they don't fucking take this. They could use this money to make sure my family has it and I can go down and work.
Yeah, but they're not manipulating science. They're saying the Russians or whatever is a threat to us, Islam. That's a different story.
I agree, but at the end of the day, it's all point of view. And me as a self-centered, egotistical bastard, I tell everyone, try to affect your own life before you worry about everything else. Make your lot in life better. Don't worry about everybody else is trying to put you down. Do what you can do to make you better.
That's fair.
But what do you mean by better? I mean, the religious person will say, I hold myself to God. That's different for every person. Try to get to heaven.
For me, it's increased my financial stability. It's make sure I got a nicer house the next time I go out to get one. For other people, it might mean that, you know, their lot in life is to just be nice to everybody.
You know what it is for me? Getting to 500.
There you go.
You know.
It was Curly from City Slickers who said, everybody's got that one thing.
That one thing, that's right.
So find it out for yourself.
Yeah, I hear you. So without getting, we're done with that,
philosophical,
I guess.
Philosophical.
Yes.
Is this better than the gun control debate?
No, this whole episode was going to be like this.
This was a great talk. Look, this guy says, bruh, keep Armand calm. Armand, keep calm, fam.
I had a good time talking about it.
I thought it was a good episode.
Global warming always gets me a little heated up.
Oh, yes, yes, but definitely.
But why? Why, Armand?
Because
can you do anything about
waste.
It? Yeah, but think about it. How much does it affect you? When you get up in the morning and you go to bed at night, the global warming thing had nothing to do with it, with anything you did that day, anything you did the day before or the day tomorrow or the day after.
We all have, like I say, that's why I call it my bete noir, my black beast. It gets me pissed.
Yeah.
There's got to be something that gets you pissed.
No, not really.
Really? How about you?
Wait, there's something that, yeah, I know, I can get him pissed.
What how
he's going to talk about Iron Man versus Batman.
See, that's
what
I'm
saying. That's logical.
But, no, but that's my point. I'm not getting pissed about anything that's like, it's
except
stupid.
Except Iron Man versus Batman.
To me, that's on the same level as global warming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Iron Man versus Batman is the same thing to me as global warming.
I don't think so. Well, what do you think?
What am I going to do about global
warming? What do you think, folks?
I think Iron Man
a trillion dollars a year wasted on a stupid pseudoscientific.
Oh, wait. So here we go.
Again, it's point of view, Armand.
That's what makes you mad. Money. Oh, okay.
It's wasted money.
Military spending is wasted money.
That's what I said. That's what I was saying.
No, I know.
That's a philosophical
argument. That you guys are on the same page.
That's a geopolitical argument. That's a philosophical argument. Are the Russians and Islamists really trying to kill us? And you know the government says, sure, spend more money on the military.
I was talking about.
Every person you know has a different opinion of how tax money should be spent.
Yes.
And we're never going to come to consensus.
But it's also a control issue we were talking about, too. If you control people's health and how they spend and their energy, you control the people.
Pay your taxes, Armand. Be a part of their system in the least amount of way you can. Pay your taxes and stay behind that closed door.
Yeah.
Can I cheat?
Cheat whatever you want to do. Just don't get caught.
Well, that's good advice.
I'm being honest with you.
Yeah,
do whatever you want to do.
And that's what a lot of people
don't hurt somebody, but if you're not getting caught.
But you can't get away with it. If they increase your, if you do like Germany,
get away with anything,
and you're paying four times amount for kilowatt hours, I can't get away from that. Because I like my computer. I like my heat.
Then
I like my cold air.
Then it's survival of the fittest. Find a way to exploit the system around you and deal with that amount of extra.
I'm trying to convince people it's a hoax.
How does that help you? How does that help you convincing other people it's a hoax?
Well, you want me just lie? You want me to lie about my taxes and take it?
Yes.
No, I disagree.
I think you should spend that time instead of telling everybody, figuring out a way to overcome that and do better than what you had to do to make up for that. Like if they're charging me now more for gasoline, I could go out and bitch about it to everybody, or I could try to make a little bit more money myself to make sure I don't have to worry about it.
I got a car.
You vote with your pocket. You buy electric.
Yeah, I got a car that gets 40 miles a gallon, but still doesn't make it right.
Well, that's assuming that the vote means a goddamn thing anyway, and it's not just some sort of placation.
That's true. Well, that's a conspiracy, too.
Again, that's why I pay my taxes and I don't vote. I will participate in your system as little as possible to take advantage of your roads and your health care, whatever health care I can get, and your school system and any of these other little things. But other than that, fuck off, society. Fuck you. I don't need
fuck
you. I don't need you.
And there it is, guys, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from Everett, straight from the horse's
fuck
mouth.
Off society.
Fuck off society.
But do you think the world hangs in the balance?
All
this
right.
is more than just that.
Well, my
to these
world
people,
right now doesn't go too far beyond this county, you know?
Huh?
I said my world doesn't go too far beyond this county right now. Her? Tomorrow it goes all the way up to Chicago.
So you don't care if Florida is submerged from global warming and oceans rising.
You know what? I care because I don't want people in general to have any kind of suffering. But at the end of the day, I can't make the ocean go up or down. I can't solve any of their hunger problems down there. I can't give them clothes. I have my own life that I'm living up here. And I can't, for my daily worries, I can't take that
on. Are you an existentialist like this guy is?
No.
I didn't know that.
Not at all.
I can't take that on. Do you want to take on the world's problems?
Yes.
I have enough trouble with my own problems.
Yeah, as long as Eric's on my side.
I'm like Atlas, bro. I'll put the world on my shoulders.
That's a misconception. Atlas had the sky on his shoulders.
Oh.
So don't fuck that
whatever
up.
Whatever it is. Thank you. I'm glad there's people out there like you who will do that. Philanthropists, people that will take care of other people. Well, I'm not that way. I'm more worried about making sure that my belly's full.
Well,
my kid's belly's full.
I don't lie about at night and you know,
right,
how am I going
to
fight?
I know
about
you don't,
this?
But I'm just saying to take so much of a to get passionate about some of this stuff.
I'm passionate about that. That's one thing I'm passionate
and
about.
And I can't fault you for your passion. I just think keep it in check. You know,
for the record, everybody, Everett and Armand love each other. They
do. I'd do anything for him. I'll fuck anybody up who tells him he's a retard. No, just crazy.
But I think that's about it, guys. We've really hammered on the conspiracy culture
today. We've
kind of
gone far afield here.
Yeah, we've motherfucked society and everything. So
this is why I got kicked off the Ocho Man show, by the way.
We'll never kick
it's
you
the
off.
Same,
you got car
as soon as we leave, Everett's going, Armand's never fucking coming back.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
No, but visit us on the website at www.surrealtalkpodcast.com. Check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We also have a super secret cool group called...
It's not secret or cool.
Oh, yeah.
It is a group.
That's right. It is a group.
Which one?
And it's called...
You're in there.
Surreal Talk Podcast, the group.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Close Conspiracies.
Oh, okay.
No, he's thinking about those weird fucking nasty sites.
Other
groups you guys are in.
The group which will not be named.
Keep it down.
Yeah, we got YouTube, too, which some of you are watching right now. Next week,
can we show them the secret handshake?
No, please, God, don't.
No.
Please leave me out of your weird shit. Please, God, all your weird
shit. First rule about Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club.
Leave me out of your non-weird shit, too.
Just listen to this day.
You can also find us on Twitter at Surreal Talk Show. And then we also have a Patreon for anyone that feels like we've done an extra
great
job.
Armand's got a good point, too. He's got a really great show called This Day in History. Have you ever been on that show with him?
Yeah, I did the show a few times. Yeah, we did This Day in History. This Day in History is cool. He makes me feel retarded every time I'm on there.
Armand's a real
dumb.
Smart guy.
Yeah, he is.
We've been saying retarded a lot, and
yeah,
I don't got nothing
we
against
check that
quote unquote retarded people.
Side,
love
huh?
Downish.
Yeah. I had a joke the other day. How many of you think this is funny? I wouldn't say Eric is retarded, but I give him a little bit of that. Oh, what is it? 2.5 Somi 21.
Lick a window every now and again.
2.5 to a chromosome. That's pretty good.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah,
all right, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Yeah,
we'll catch you next
everybody.
Week.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Hopefully next week we're going to, if we have the time and we don't have to swerve, this week we're going to talk about some airplane disappearances and whatnot, some cool stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that?
Well, we didn't have the time to really do it justice, and we've been sitting on this for a long while.
I created this a couple months ago, and we just hadn't did it. And originally I thought I didn't want to do this because I didn't want to insult people. Because I thought talking about the conspiracy culture would...
You were afraid that you would step on toes.
Yeah, I didn't want to make people mad because I was talking about the conspiracy culture, but I wanted to talk about what makes people believe it and what makes people generally more susceptible to.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, hell,
sure,
that's what I'm saying. I figure, why not? So, I didn't mean to ostracize anybody or anything,
good,
but we did. I thought we did a good job.
I'm sure I interrupting cowed my ass off.
Yeah, you did. Totally like a motherfucker.
That's my thing. Fuck you off if you don't like it. Don't listen.
Anyway,
kick me off the show. I mean, you work here now. You don't need me.
You're fucking gone. Who set the thing up today? Hey, wait. Eric can tell everybody.
Eric's been learning the tech side of this. What's up? So tell me, how would you change the stream key if the YouTube updating?
What's a stream key?
Yeah. See. Okay. There you go. You hit change.
Look,
I got a
list right over there on the board of what to do.
Set up your own stream in 50 characters or less.
Yeah.
There's your instructions.
Yeah, that's really easy. I set up a stream for
really easy.
This Day in History.
Anyway, again, thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, thanks
everybody.
It was
everybody.
Fun. So long.
Have a good one.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.